Hamilton Dance! Get up and dance. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. When you hear that music, it's time to get up and dance. It's time to connect the dots. And man, we're living in such a crazy world. There are an infinite, uncountable number of dots to connect. We have to connect them by the second. Every minute of every day, of every second, of every hour. Connect everything you can, because that's how you can make sense of what is going on. You know, I mean, I'm here in New York City, United States of America. I mean, we got crazy court battles going on. We've got crazy people going out there and shooting other people. And minds are being manipulated to do stupid things. That's right. It's like that's one important message that really doesn't get talked enough. You know, we're living in a world where there's visible things and invisible things. And all the consciousnesses on planet Earth are not visible. And it's those invisible, evil, no good so-and-so consciousnesses that influence good people into doing bad things. And this is one of the biggest causes of all the problems in society. And unless we start talking about these invisible conscious entities that manipulate the minds of innocent people, we're never going to solve these problems. I mean, it's all going to get solved in the very near future when we finally connect with the rest of the universe, the rest of the galaxy. But in the meantime, we have these daily going-ons of people being influenced to do things they shouldn't be doing. And it's all to blame the invisible consciousnesses. They don't have bodies, a lot of them. And so all they can do while they're on our world here on Earth, planet Earth, is to make, all they can do to make themselves feel important or feel good is to influence us. You know, to gain control of our minds. Those of us that have strong thinking abilities, strong minds, now we can't be influenced. But there's plenty of people that are not aware about these invisible consciousnesses, invisible demons that will make an attempt to take control of our minds and get us to do things we shouldn't be doing. That's how they get their kicks on Route 66, or on their highway, it's Route 666. there's a funny term, 666, you know? It's always called, in the Bible, it's quoted as man's number. But somewhere along the line, it got to be it gained the notoriety of being the mark of evil, 666. And they play along with that, or they just wanted to take control of that. But the real answer to what 666 means is in the Book of Knowledge, yeah. Otherwise referred to as the Keys of Enoch. It's explained, it's a scientific representation of three different things. And it's related to humanity. So you need to go looking for that if you want to understand what 666 really means. Meanwhile, the dark side claims it. They claim it as their flag. And they try to make use of that number whenever they can. because it makes them feel important. Anyway, the invisible demons are still manipulating the minds of humans that allow it to happen. You know, there's all that rioting over in Chicago, the gang violence, and it's perpetuated because we're not talking about the serious situation of invisible, conscious, evil entities manipulating the minds of humans to do things that we shouldn't be doing. That's it. And that's partly all to blame. You know, they, you know, invisible demons can fly around. They can hover around different people. And they can create all kinds of horrible situations because they're watching the events happen, and they can interject subliminal thoughts into the people that are in these situations and get them to do the wrong things. It happens every day. Every minute of every day this is happening. And this is one of the major problems that's not addressed. And forget about government. Government are nothing but pawns of the devil, to put it lightly. Pawns of the New World Order, which are demons. You know, they're demonically controlled, the New World Order. Evil ETs, yeah, and there are plenty of evil ETs out there. A lot of the information is being revealed now, and some of them do look like devils and demons and snakes and serpents and reptiles, and yeah, a lot of them do. You know, we're seeing artist drawings of them. We'd all like to see some real pictures of them. Like, I like to know what's preventing that from being shown. I mean, come on. We can handle it. I'm tired of hearing that story. If ETs landed, the human race couldn't handle it. That's a friggin' lie. We want it to happen, and sooner the better. We can handle it, believe me. Whoever's made these ridiculous ideas out there that we can't handle it. No, we can handle it. You can show your face tomorrow without even announcing, and we will be able to handle it. So much for that. Hey, this is Call-In Radio Show, 888-627-6008. Hey, if you're watching through your computer screen, hey, the phone numbers are up there. There's also a phone number for those who are in other countries. You have to dial a direct phone number. It's on there on the video screen, you know. I'm going to take a drink of water. Nothing more satisfying than good, clean spring water. Or you can make perfect water if you have the knowledge. And here's a free plug for John Ellis Water Company of New York State. Yeah. They make the machines that can give you the purest water. You know, so look them up if you want pure water. And then there's a crystal concentrate. I don't know. The late Mr. Patrick Flanagan, a genius in his own right, recently passed away, and I don't know if his company is still selling that stuff out in Arizona and Flagstaff. But crystal concentrate is a catalyst you could add to your water. Make it pure. And, of course, if you want the natural purest of purest of purest, you have to go out into beyond the boondocks, out into up in the mountains, in Never Never Land. No, not there, but there's a few places in the world where you can get water flowing out of the mountains that pass over crystals, and the vortexes add the energy to the water. Well, so much for that, but you should be drinking plenty of water. In fact, that's what the chatter on Twitter says. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. you know, you want to hear intelligent comments. I mean, I add my two cents whenever I can. I don't make statements. I mostly comment on other people so I can get some notoriety. You know, I have over 700 followers. That doesn't mean shit. Because once you understand how Twitter works, and now you got to pay money if you want some attention, which even makes less people paying attention to anything you might be saying. But if you have 100,000 followers, the machines are only going to post up for you, you know, about 20 different people that they think you might be interested in hearing what they have to say. And so that's the limitations of Twitter in that sense. The machinery, no, I have over 700 followers. I follow over 700 people. They're roughly even Steven with me, but no, the machines are not going to let me see what all those other people are saying. They just concentrate on the people I interact with the most, and it's usually a group of a dozen or a little more than a dozen people. And that's what, or, you know, or maybe two dozen people. And that's what everyone else is subjected to, whether they know it or not. I mean, let's face it, if you had 200,000 followers and they all wanted to tweet you, could you actually have the time to even look at that? So let's get real here. So basically, I'll do commentary on things I like. I'll retweet them or make commentary if I can add something positive to what someone else is saying. And that's how I muddle about on Twitter. But if you were to follow me and if you join Twitter, and I mean, you can just watch what's going on. But search my tweets, you're going to have a lot of intelligent things to say. You know, specifically in the last day, because this is an ongoing problem over in UK, Great Britain, what was Great Britain, England, you know, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland. They've had an epidemic of young British girls being raped by animals from the third world who have migrated to, yeah, animals, that's what I call them. And most of them are Muslim. You know, that's a cult that's anti-woman. I wouldn't even call it a religion. It's a cult. And they can't prove otherwise. Disrespectful of women, they allow grown men to form rape gangs and rape people. And they come to Great Britain and they're getting away with it still. And then the audacity of the news media calls it grooming, you know. Yeah, it's an inappropriate world. It's rape gangs raping innocent young women. It's evil cult members causing all kinds of abuses to innocent British women. All white girls, too. How about that? Talk about racists. Well, there you go. Those are the real racists. And the damn media calls these rape gangs when they take control of a woman and turn her into a whore, they call that grooming. Well, that is inappropriate use of that word, you know? And they're not calling these animals invaders, evil, so-and-sos, what they really are. And that needs to be changed. The people in Great Britain need to rise up and make it great once again. They need to get rid of all the trash that has whittled its way into their country and is preying on their own people, preying on the British people. And these people who are doing this are the racist. They're anti-white. And this is wrong, what's going on. And except the government is turning a blind eye again to it. And, you know, Parliament is one of the most crooked governments in the world. You know, they're all, as Pink Floyd said in their record, riding the gravy train. Well, that's what they're all doing. They're taking the bribe money to look the other way and allow anything to happen to their decent people. You know, and it's sickening what's going on there. The people need to revolt. Period. Protesting is a waste of time when you have a deaf and dumb government, a fully, completely bribed government that will never listen to what your sincere requests, because they're bribed to not listen. They're bribed to help the invaders. They're bribed to destroy their own country, and they go along with that. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Not only Great Britain, but most of the countries in the world, the people need to rise up and have a declaration of independence from their crooked, evil governments. And even in America, we need a new declaration of independence, because our government is totally crooked also. Totally crooked. And that's the only way to get around this. You know, we ain't stopped. Everyone has to stop complying with the evil doctrines of government, the evil orders that government puts out. Look how many millions of people's lives they ruined by forcing vaccines that weren't safe on people. In fact, no vaccines are safe. In fact, I'm going to just say it one more time. There is no logic to vaccines. I don't need a medical degree to make that statement. I can clearly make it because I have a real understanding of how the human body works. You know, there's five basic aspects of a human body. You know, the physical is just one. And we got these crazy brainwashed doctors that are obviously controlled by evil that have been trying to perpetrate this evil of vaccines on people. You can't inject things into a human body and expect good results. You didn't create that human body. Human bodies are fantastic creations by higher evolved beings. And you think by injecting toxic substances, it's a joke, you know? We'll inject these in toxic substances. Oh, and we see an increase in the immune system. Well, sure, you just injected poison into somebody. Of course, their immune system is going to get more active. How stupid. The whole concept is just ill-conceived. You know, and there's no one on the face of this earth that can prove to me that vaccines are not harmful. There is no logic to injecting poisons into a body. None. And if you find me the one in a billion situations where it's okay, all right, we'll allow one vaccine in every billion cases of people needing help, all right? And that'll be a rarity, and it won't be a prescribed method. It'll be an unusual situation with, okay, your crazy idea will work this one time, but don't try to make a mandate out of it. You know, I don't care. I mean, some doctors still believe that vaccines, it's illogical. You're stupid. You don't understand. There's five aspects of a human being. You know, only one is the physical. And you're ignoring the other four. And you're harming the other four aspects by injecting poisons into people. There is no friggin' logic to it. And we need to start talking that conversation. You know? I mean, really. I know what I'm talking about. This is a call-in radio show. Any doctor out there, you think you want to debate me, I'll ask you a few key questions and you'll quickly understand how little you know. I'm an educated person, self-educated, and I have a great understanding of what makes up a human being and how to maintain health. And it's nothing even close to what the pharmaceutical industry wants to push over on you, or the medical profession, American Medical Association, you know, AMA, whatever it's called, three-letter con game, con artist organization, along with all the other three-letter garbage pushers, the WHO, well, that's all New World Order shit, totally. You know, unfortunately, medical schools they have been controlled by the New World Order, which is controlled by the evil ETs. May the event happen soon. You know, if you haven't heard about it, well, there's things happening called the event that's coming. When the big whoosh of energy comes, and there will be a quantum recrystallization of all matter on this planet. And if you're not ready for the new reality, the higher vibrations of the fifth dimension, you are not going to be here. You will be taken somewhere else, you know, because your body won't be able to handle it. So it's important to get your body in good health to be able to move into the fifth dimension without, and have the chance to do it without dying. How about that? Because up until now, in order to leave this world, you pretty much had to die to leave it and go into a higher reality. And, of course, we would rather not lose consciousness, and this opportunity is coming right now. Not far down the road. You know, supposedly the cutoff date is... it has to happen because of the celestial orbits. It has to happen before July of 2025. And that's a long way off, a little over 2 years from where we are now, and a lot of bad things can happen. That's why people need to revolt. And toss those worthless politicians out in the garbage. You know, we need to have a new Declaration of Independence. We have need to have new legal systems. The basic republic where the representatives make the laws. They have all the power and you have none. That's right. People don't realize republics don't work out. It was a great idea when they came up with it, but it doesn't work because there's too much money in the hands of evil. And they just bribe everybody to do what they want, and the politicians, the elected officials, do not really serve the people. It doesn't really work. And we need to start talking about that. Am I the only one willing to talk the truth about this? Apparently so, because I don't hear anybody else talking those basic things. We hint at it once in a while, but we have to just come out and say it. The politicians are all crooks. They're stupid on top of that. They're totally bribed, and they wouldn't know how to solve a crossword puzzle, let alone do what's right with their authority. In fact, they're so stupid, these politicians, they're even incapable of going into a diner and ordering breakfast. That's how stupid they are. In fact, they're dumber than that. But they're real smart at taking bribe money. Oh, yeah, they all know how to do that. That's what they think being a politician is. Oh, you get elected, you con people, tell them what they want to hear. You get elected, and then you just wait for the bribe money to come in. Simple, isn't it? Yeah. No, we're all sick of this, and it has to end, and it's going to require some kind of a revolution. We don't want violence, but... you know, with a little ingenuity, we can get rid of all these crooked politicians. Believe me. If you want to know how, well, you have to get in contact with somebody like me personally. You know? You're not going to you know, and it's going to require a group effort to do this. Again, a Declaration of Independence didn't happen with just one person. It happened with a group of people that weren't afraid to get their hands dirty and weren't afraid to go to battles for what was right, to free themselves from the tyranny. Well, we have the same situation again. It's happening again. And, like, is everybody brain dead? Oh, yes, they are, apparently, because they don't see the parallel here. It's history repeating itself. The U.S. government is as bad as the English government was oppressing Americans back in 1776. You know? So we need another Declaration of Independence. And, of course, in America, we have that opportunity to legally do something like that with a convention of the states, you know? Supposedly, the states are supposed to be controlling the situation. But the federal government has gotten too powerful and it's too backed up by bribe money. So are the state governments. In fact, that's why they'll never call for a convention of the states. Because the state governments are all bribed, too, and they won't. They'll never come around. You won't get enough of them to come around. So that's never going to happen. Do you understand that, people? Let's talk a real conversation here. That is not going to happen because the bribe money goes that deep. Your state governments are corrupt, too. I mean, but a little ingenuity and a little unity among the people could make it change everything. But that requires people being responsive to each other. You know, there is, forget about that COVID make-believe shit, which only turned out to be the flu and vaccine poisoning of people, of innocent people. The real epidemic is unresponsiveness. And there is no pill to cure that. People have to take, you know, the initiative themselves. But there is a gigantic, epidemic of unresponsiveness. You know, if you're not willing to unite with your neighbors or whatever and do something, physical actions to change the situation for the better, nothing is going to happen, but it requires responsiveness. And don't listen to political parties. They're part of the problem. They're the control vices of the evil ETs. They control, the evil ETs control the bankers. They control the New World Order. They control the corporations. They control everybody with money, yeah, the evil ETs, because they know that's the key players to control, and they can control our world. And even though things are on the road path to get better, the next 2 years can be living hell, because these mother effers have still control of the reins. And the only way to break that immediately is by people uniting together and declaring a new Declaration of Independence and stop complying with all the stupid laws and all the oppressive laws that we have to deal with. They've all been put in place to make our lives miserable and to control us. We have to stop complying with that. We, the concerned people, need to take command of the situation. We need to take command of the educational system. We need to take command of the police forces. We need to take command of any big decisions that affect the majority of the people. Look at the insanity going now in America, you know, with the abortion pills being canceled and one group trying to force another group to see it their way. And, you know, this isn't even a debatable topic. You know, it's a woman who carries the child, and it's her decision what she wants to do. And if that's something, if she's doing something wrong, well, that'll be on her conscience, and that'll be something she has to be accountable for. But the real truth about what a life form is, when it comes into being, it's not talked about. All the details concerning of when a life form comes into a body, you know, until this a spirit enters into that body, it's nothing but a lump of flesh. There is no consciousness from the immediate eight cells that start the thing going. There is no consciousness there. There never would be. It wouldn't make any sense. But if you don't have an understanding how consciousness works and how it enters into the womb of a baby and a mother at an appropriate time, if you don't understand how all that works, you don't know crap. And you should just shit the hell up, okay? Because, you know, you're interfering in an important conversation and you don't have the facts. And believe me, the medical profession is not giving you the facts. They don't know it themselves. All they know is the physical form, you know? And because you detect a heartbeat, a physical thing, that doesn't merely mean there's a consciousness in that baby yet. And if it's known, and everything is known by some or by God himself, that the mother doesn't want the child and she's going to get rid of it, the consciousness will be removed before the abortion happens. Do you realize that? I mean, why isn't that being talked about? Because people are stupid, that's why, and they're brainwashed listening to control organizations. Medical profession, it's a control organization. Pharmaceutical companies, control organizations. Government, control organizations. They're not here to serve you, really. They kid themselves and believing they are. They lie to you and tell you they're here to serve you, but they're not. They're nothing but puppets. And puppets for the dark side, mostly. Though there's plenty of good people in all of these organizations, the ones that make the decisions are all controlled by big money. And all big money is controlled by the evil ETs. And if we're not talking that conversation, you're not talking a real conversation. Well, so much for that. But once we start talking about these things and once we start uniting and taking the appropriate actions to change to make our world better, it will become better. Meanwhile, on a more immediate schedule, that's not going to happen overnight. Things will change overnight once the event happens. But that's a couple of years down the road because they're going to drag it out to the end. I can see that. You know, we've been hearing the promises. They keep moving the goalposts down the road. And so I'm pretty confident that's not going to happen for a couple of years at least. But something immediate is happening right now. Look into it. Don't take my word for it. Do your own investigation on May 1st. A global meditation is being called for on May 1st. If you're here in the U.S., it's gonna be on a Monday, and it'll be at midday. You know, on the East Coast it will be like 1:06 p.m. something like that. Central Time will be around noon. Mountain Time around 11 a.m. California, Pacific time, it'll be around 10 a.m. So it's right in the middle of the day. So everybody, most people will be awake, and you really have no excuse for not participating. You know, it's a 20-minute thing. If you're not free at home doing nothing, to set aside those 20 minutes. I mean, if you're at work, you can come up with some kind of excuse that you have to participate, or you can call in sick. This is much more important than your job or anything else in the world. This is a global meditation regarding the future of the human race. We want things to be easy. We want everything to be fair. We want goodness to triumph over evil. And if you're supportive of good things and you're against evil, you want to participate in this global meditation. It's happening. The best place to find out about it is on Twitter. But you can also just Google in the website, 2012 2012 portal.blogspot.com. 2012 portal, P-O-R-T-A-L .blogspot.com. And you'll find out about it there and what the time is in your neck of the woods, as the saying goes. But, you know, if you don't participate, well, you're part of that group of afflicted with unresponsiveness. I'm telling you here, this is an important thing. But don't take my word for it. Look into it. I just gave you where the site, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Find out about how important it is. Because the energies are coming into Earth, whether we prepare ourselves in for them or not. And people that are unprepared will get a little shaken when the energies start amplifying. And the energies are only going up. We've bypassed the crest. We're over the hilltop. And it's the future. There's no stopping it. But it's important for us to be prepared, especially in a world where most of the people are stupid. I mean, most people are good people, but you need a certain degree of intelligence to be able to comprehend correctly when everything starts to change. And you want to be intelligent enough to make the choice what you want, not what your government tells you to do, not what anybody else tells you to do, but find out what's happening. The information is out there now, and this global meditation on May 1st, May Day, there is no better time to start finding out about it and participating in. Everyone can participate in a global meditation. You know, we'll all be participating at different times of the day because it has to be, we all need to be in sync to do it at the same time. So, look for your time zone. Like I said, if you're in New York, East Coast, Eastern Daylight Time, it'll be a couple of minutes after 1 p.m. in the afternoon. A very good time to sit down. You might be on your lunch break. It only takes 20 minutes. You sit in front of you dial up the site that gives the live walkthrough on your computer, and they walk you through it. It's that simple. They tell you what to envision, and we all start envisioning the same thing, and we all start projecting the same thoughts, and we all start speaking the same words. They'll tell you certain words to say. When we all do this together, it becomes a powerful force. It affects not only planet Earth, it affects the universe. And it clicks us in with the big picture. And it will help unify humanity. You know? you do this sitting in front of the PC screen, you know? We do this as individuals. So there's nobody watching you or paying attention. You don't have to worry about how you look or how you act or how you sound or whatever. You're sitting in front of a PC computer looking at the screen and listening to what is being told you to you to envision in your mind, and you begin to picture what you are being told. It'll basically be about envisioning light coming from the center of the universe, coming down to our world, coming down in through your body. That's what you're going to be envisioning. That's how this type of meditations work. And when we all do that together in a large group, the more people that do it, the more powerful the images become and the more light that can be brought into our world. In fact, that is the basic plan for removing most of the darkness on planet Earth, most of the evil, is by people concentrating on light, the power of light. It's a high vibrational frequency. So when we can put our minds together and coax the light to come into our world from the center of the galaxy, the center of the universe, the light, frequency of the light that we're coaxing to come down and travel through our bodies to the center of the Earth, our dear Mother Earth, when we're coaxing all this light to come in, the darkness can't exist in a high vibrational frequency such as love. And so the more higher frequencies that we can coax in with this global meditation, the more of the bad guys that will just have to leave our world. They can't stand it. They can't handle it. They want low vibrations and negative emotions. That's what makes them happy. They will hate this, and we want them to hate it. We want them to get out of our world. We're tired of them messing with our lives. So this is what we can do to quicken the situation. This is why you want to be part of it. You know, I'm giving everybody plenty of warning to start, you know, to prepare for this. Start talking to your friends about it, you know. We got to break this epidemic of unresponsiveness, you know? Really, we do. Because people are just too damn unresponsive. That's why nothing gets done. Meanwhile, the dark side, the evil mother effers are very organized. You know, they form their gangs and then they prey on us one at a time. Well, we need to form our own gang of good people. And we can do this with a global meditation, or a universal meditation, we could call it, because we want to be in contact with all the benevolent, good-hearted entities out there in the universe. Many of them look like us, some of them don't, but if they're good and they know how to cooperate and they know how to project love and be friendly and share, we want to be amongst those people. And that is the importance of participating in this global universal meditation. You know, it's a very positive action. And you're joining up with a group of good-hearted people, you know. We'll be together in mind. And it's so easy to do. You don't have to put on any special clothes. You don't have to sit there, fold your legs. And you don't have to do anything boringly restrictive like that. You just sit in front of your computer screen. The voice on the screen walks you through it. And if we all follow the instructions, and they're only good instructions about envisioning good things being brought into our world, it'll be a powerful event. And things will begin to change faster for us in a better way. And there's nothing the dark side can do to stop us from doing this. So we need to do it. There's nothing to be fearful about in doing this, but we need to do it. You have to take a stand, you know. The end of the age is, it's ended, basically. We're at the fork in the road now, and the new age is coming, the age of Aquarius that's been prophesized and talked about for decades. It's here. It's starting. You can't sit on the fence anymore, you know, and try to play it safe. If you don't move into the new age, you're going to get left behind. You won't be able to enter with the rest of us. And most of us, I think, we want to look forward to a reality where everybody gets along. There's plenty of everything for everybody. And we don't fight and kill each other. And we're all happy, having a good time. And we all become creatures. And we all get in touch with Mother Nature, and we all begin to love Mother Earth like we should have loved her when we weren't loving her. And we'll find out who we truly are as human beings. We want this good future. Help make it happen sooner by participating in this global meditation, May 1st, Monday, May 1st. Well, it'll be Monday here. Maybe in another part of the world, it'll be a Sunday. Who knows? Well, you got to look that up. But in the U.S., hey, it's going to be Monday, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12, and or 1 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. And it only lasts for 20 minutes. I mean, really. I think everybody can find it in their heart to give 20 minutes of themselves to the universe, to humanity, to Mother Earth, to God. You know, I think we all can find it in our hearts to give 20 minutes of ourselves to participate in something really good. So much for that. Pass the word. Talk to your friends tomorrow. Don't be a recluse or a hermit. If you listen to this show, you need to go out and tell people what I've been talking about on this show. You know, I talk about important things all the time. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. All you need is a telephone and the notion you've gotten something important to say, and then just call in that number, 888-627-6008. And, hey, I said it. You heard it. And we need to take command of our reality. You know, you need to declare your sovereignty, too. Yeah. Plenty of things out on Twitter, little paragraphs to say in the name of the I am, you know. And you got to make these declarations for yourself. Well, you don't have to make them, but it would be advantageous to you to declare your sovereignty. Because when you're not declaring your sovereignty, others will take control of it. Do I have to spell it out for you? Like government, like fake religions. Yeah, plenty of fake religions out there. They want to control you too. Of course, all the fake religions were started by the false gods, yeah, which are the ETs, you know. Not so much intellectual, but superior, technically superior ETs from other worlds who came here and have been imprisoning humanity for hundreds of thousands of years. We need to take back our sovereignty. And you can do it as an individual by finding those declarations of sovereignty. I think Tareen, if you go to Twitter, Tareen Light 8888, the pinned tweet that individual has some of the best, has three declarations of sovereignty there, if you can find it. That, as far as I'm aware, you can get to view it. You won't be able to interact with it, but just by viewing it, you can write it down on this paper, and then when you're alone, say it, speak it out, declare your sovereignty. It's important to speak out words. It gives it more power. And again, I have to just remind everybody, we are living in a world of unresponsiveness. And that works against us, because your government just orders you and bullies you around, and if you don't obey, they want to send the militia in to stick a gun in your face and tell you, you better do this or we're going to put you in jail. And is this the kind of government we want? No, but this is what every government has gotten down to, pretty much. U.S. is the last stronghold in the world, but our government, you know, it's hard for us to do anything to change the whole world, even correct our own problems, because we have a corrupt government that would just take the bribe money and bully us, the citizens, into doing what their puppet masters tell them they should do to the American people. Sad. You know, 2024 is a presidential election in the U.S., and I've mentioned before, every 4 years I run as president as a writing candidate. That's right. My agenda's out there. Go to the radio station. You can look it up. Look up my show, Connect the Dots. And you'll see that that can take you to my presidential website. And I'm using the same one in 2024 as in 2020. So it you can look it up by 2020presidenttomedison.com. You know, because nothing has changed. I'm still declaring the same important things. I'm still the same person. And I'm still claiming to be the only one who has the solutions to all the problems. Wouldn't that be grand if a president was elected that really knew something? Unlike the mindless idiots that are running the U.S. government now, our fearless leader, is it a robot? Only his handler knows for sure. my plan to win the election, yeah, I'm planning to win. And, of course, it's tough to win an election when you've got an unresponsive general public out there, but I'm not afraid to lay my battle plan out there. I'm looking for every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me, an independent, as president. That way, we don't have to worry about cheating. We'll all know that I will become the president, because with every Democrat and every Republican votes for me, I have to get elected. I won't have to worry about cheating and the machines dropping votes and stuff, because everybody will be voting for me. It will be a landslide election. And who else can better bring the Democrats and the Republicans better together than someone who knows the solutions to all the problems and someone who isn't a member of those crooked parties? And then we can finally get something, you know, we may not be able to fix everything right away, but we're going to get started in the right direction. So if you really want justice in America, you better tell your friends. I'm giving you the game plan here. All Democrats and all Republicans need to vote for me, Tom Edison. I'm a writing candidate, so I don't have to do any work to put myself on the ballot. You, the people, have to do the work. You have to go to the polls and just write my name in. And you have to tell your party leaders that, no, you like this idea of Tom Edison being the president because he'll be fair to both parties, because he isn't a member of them. And enough of you start doing that, eventually they'll start listening. Because otherwise, it's going to be the same malarkey, just like all the past elections have been. We're going to have the same divided Congress that gets nothing done. Millions of dollars will be spent in conning you to vote for one failed party as opposed to another failed party, and they're both failed parties. They don't serve the people. All they are is New World Order puppets. Why do you want them to be more of the same? Because that's exactly what you get. Whether it's a Democrat or Republican, you're going to get more of the same. You know? They're all gutless crooks. That's it. Tell it like it is. So, yeah, those of you listening to my voice, you need to be talking to your friends tomorrow, hey, the guy on the radio has the best plan for the next president of the United States. All Democrats and all Republicans vote for me, Tom Edison, the only man claiming to know the solutions to all the problems and knows how to go about getting them solved. You know, the border problem can be solved. Gang violence in the cities, there's a plan for that too, you know. And the abortion debate, by finally talking the whole truth about what a baby growing inside a mother's womb is all about, you know, the whole truth has never been talked. Well, and all the race problems too, you know. And once we start talking the whole truth about why there's a problem between black and white people sometimes, well, if the whole truth about the color of the person's skin was really talked, you know, we could better understand the situation, and then we wouldn't be making an issue of it anymore. But the whole truth has never been talked. Nobody has even begun to talk the truth about that. And it's very scientific. But all those things are never going to get talked about unless somebody like me becomes president of the United States. Because then I'll have the world stage and people will be listening to me, and that's when I'll reveal the solutions. You know, all these communities that are getting flooded out, stuff, I know the solutions are to flood control. Anytime I've tried to personally, as a plain, ordinary individual, contact governments and tell them I can provide for them a foolproof flood control plan, absolutely no response. And no matter how many times I called and how many people I spoke to, I never got a response in that. And these are the people that are supposed to be serving you, you know? Your whole town's getting flooded out, the whole state's getting flooded out, whatever, and these people are so unresponsive. They don't want to even listen to somebody who has a plan for flood control. Any flood situation can be solved with ingenuity. Well, that's another benefit you get if I'm the president. But that's the only way apparently people are going to listen to me about real flood control is when I have that authoritative position. Because I've tried, I've knocked on plenty of doors, and nobody cares. Total unresponsiveness. Like I said, there's an epidemic of unresponsiveness. So, hey, I've given everybody their mission for tomorrow. Talk to your friends about what you heard on the radio tonight. You know, I'm the guy who has a better way of doing everything. And that alone should and get me elected to be president if, you know, the election process was fair. So if we can get both corporate groups, the Dems and the Republicans, to vote for me, well, then I might have a chance. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. It was call-in radio show. I guess everybody's phone wasn't working tonight. Anyhow, you know, always problems with the mechanical devices. We're going to do the countdown and end the show, and you get to hear my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the whole song. The words are there. Put yourself in the position of being somebody, and then you might appreciate it. And of course, you'll hear a 30-second guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look 'cause I caught their eye.